From Archie Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman.
Special guest, Austin Higgs, featuring Elizabeth Lyle.
And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Hello, hello. Good Friday evening. Guess what? You're tuned in to It's Kinda Late with me, Caden Coleman. And with me, not always, but mainly every single week, is Caleb Broker.
Hello, everyone.
How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. We got a good show planned out.
We got a great show planned out today.
No spoilers,
though. A great, great show.
No spoilers.
I can't say anything about who's coming on. I'll tell you about who's coming on. We have the amazing Mr. Higgs, also known as Austin Higgs. He kind of was a protege, kind of our mentor in high school when it comes to like doing media stuff, video, audio. And we have a fun game later on in the show that will test how knowledgeable we are about media.
Okay. And how
media and memes, I guess I should call it.
And to see how good of liars we are.
Oh yeah, we're having confessions. Ooh. We're having confessions. And you do not want to miss that. So that's going to be after the 15-minute break. But that's going to be so much fun. Hopefully our secrets don't leak out and it doesn't affect, you know, my next place of hire.
I hope it does.
You hope it does? That's not nice.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, not only this episode, but we have so many new fun and exciting things coming up in the next few weeks. Some upcoming fun, exciting episodes. Next week, we have Robert Gultra and Lee Johnson in the studio. We're having a dad joke battle. Robert Gultra is the VP here. He also was in the NFL.
Vice president. Some people don't know what VP means.
Yeah. Well, really? That's surprising.
You can't just say any acronym and expect everyone in America to understand it.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. VP equals vice president, people. And then the week after that, we have the head writer for this new Fox show titled Reservation Dogs, Sterling Harjo, is going to be on the show. Talking about the show. It's going to premiere on FX. And that is super exciting as well. I'd love to hear about how he made that show and how it was filmed
that's
in Oklahoma.
That's a big deal right there.
It is a big deal. Yeah. It's a huge deal. And I'm honored. I'm grateful. And that show will have one of our workers with us, Sam.
The only one that hasn't been on the show yet, I think.
I know. And he is so fun. He is so fun. So make sure to stay tuned into that.
He does the top 10 countdown in case you guys...
At RSU Radio. Yeah. Yes. So make sure you stay tuned into that. And also stay tuned. Some of y'all submitted our listener response for this week, which was about your confessions. So not only are we spilling our confessions, we're also spilling your confessions. So
will they be anonymous? So the person doesn't get exposed?
If they still have a chance, DM me on Instagram, Caden Coleman Official, and go on my story and submit it if you would like. And we'll read them out loud. They could be anonymous. They can be your name. Just let me know. Or DM RSU Radio. Either way works. But speaking of, I have some crazy stories this week. We have some crazy news that's happened this week. Thoughts? I haven't told you anything, but you know what I'm talking about.
Thoughts on what?
What's the craziest thing that's happened in this last week?
I have no idea.
Jeff Bezos going to space.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You have any thoughts on that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just a rich guy going to space. I don't really know.
That's true. Yeah. My theory is I think he might be Lex Luthor. Because in an interview after the fact, after he got back on his flight, which speaking of, the flight was only 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
How fast was that airplane or spaceship?
Airplane. I was like, what? No, he went from Texas and then landed 5 minutes later in New Mexico. So they weren't even in space for nearly a minute. I hate to be that guy that's like...
Yeah, you just ruined it. Like, he visited space for less than 60 seconds.
Well, I hate to be that guy that kind of lets everyone down and was like, they only went space in 1 minute. All that money was wasted. But after the fact, what I was saying earlier, after the fact, he sat down for like a panel discussion or whatever. It was like, thank you to all the Amazon workers that paid for this trip. I'm like...
That paid for his trip?
Yeah. That's... I'm like, what if I want to go on a trip? But good news, however,
should have
though.
Brought Amazon workers with him.
Good news. The oldest person to ever go to space went on that flight. And it was this woman, which let me look up her name real quick. She is an icon She went to space again with Jeff Bezos, but she's been working for a long, long time with NASA and spaceships to, you know, eventually one day go to space. But since she was a woman, she wasn't able to. But at the age of 82, she did it.
Wow.
Her name's Wally Funk. So we love Wally. Does that deserve a cheer? There's a cheer. Stand up, Wally. Stand up. Imagine her on this. Imagine her on the studio. I would pay money to have Wally Funk on the studio. But congrats to her. I wish it was more than 1 minute for her, though.
Well, I mean, she just left from Texas, so she's not far.
Well, I know, but I'm saying
she went to New Mexico.
You know, I'm saying I feel bad that she only was in the air for, I mean, the air in space for a minute, only a minute. It's kind of a bummer.
Well, I will say, I mean, that's a minute more than we've ever been in space. So
I guess, yeah. But for that much money, I don't know. But speaking of, I got obsessed with space. I get on these things where I just want to research all these random topics. And I was thinking about animals and animals going to space. And I have a story, okay? I have a crazy story. So
how crazy are we talking?
Crazy. I'm a dog person. I love both animals, but more dogs are better than most cats. In my opinion, could be a hot take. But I looked up the first dog to go to space, and this dog was sent by Russia, at the time Soviet Union, named Laika, okay? It did not survive the trip, however. And the dog...
Interesting story. Come on.
Well, I'm sorry. I know it's so sad. I know it's very, very sad. But the dog, they also didn't even plan for the dog to come back. They just sent it out there to see how long it would survive. They were measuring all of its heart rate, breathing rate, and the dog did not start the flight. And turns out they weren't prepared for the dog to go into space in the first place,
that's
really.
Terrible. Come on, Soviet. You didn't do better.
But here's the thing. Here's the real tea. On the other hand, the first cat into space is a true icon. A living legend. Not living, spoilers. But she is a legend, okay? This cat named Felicity went into space, sent by France in 1963, okay? She survived. She was in space for an hour and 30 minutes.
Dang.
And she came down and lived.
That's longer than Jeff Bezos was up there.
She outlasted Jeff Bezos. Wow. Here's the thing, though. This cat was...
Well, he's still alive.
...trained. This cat was trained for months. They had a thing going on her brain. They cut open her skull and put something on her brain to measure her waves and everything. And if you look up pictures of Felicity, the cat... on Instagram, it looks painful what she was in. But think about it. She survived the whole trip. The whole hour 30.
Did she come back?
She came back and lived.
Okay.
But here's the tea.
You said that she literally trained for months to go to space to die and then...
No, but here's the real
she
tea.
She survived, okay.
2 months after she came back and lived just fine, they euthanized her. They killed
what?
The cat. France killed the cat. 2 months after she made it. Do you want to hear the reasoning why?
You need to leave.
Do you want to hear the reasoning why?
What is the reason?
They wanted to see her brain and see if it was altered by space.
So they couldn't let her, you know, pass peacefully.
They couldn't let her live. And she, here's the thing. She does not get enough credit. This dog, which props the dog, rest in peace. Like, no disrespect. Still an icon. But this cat lived. It was in space for an hour and 30 minutes, and no one ever talks about her. And she's the cutest little thing.
And we see how long ago was this?
This was, let's see here, trying to find the year, 1963. So it was in the 60s. So, she was one of the 14 cats trained. So she made it. She beat all of them. And she still did not make it.
It's very sad.
When I say it's worse because I say she didn't make it, but she did.
She did technically make it,
and they just killed her.
Yeah,
and it's terrible.
She's called Felicity the Space Cat.
Yeah, she's a legend.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. That's funny. Not really though. It's sad.
Yeah.
But I mean, that just shows cat hatred. I'm more of a dog person.
I mean, I've never heard either one, so.
You haven't heard either one?
No.
But you've probably heard that they've taken animals to space.
Yeah, but I've never heard that there was a cat and a dog. I just know
that. Isn't that cat story amazing?
Wasn't there a monkey, too?
I guess, but I don't... There was, but I don't remember what happened there. Caleb's doing some research right now, looking up the monkey. But this episode should be titled Justice for Felicity. We're starting a movement. The Justice for Felicity movement. Because she does not get recognition.
He went before Felicity. He went in 1961.
The monkey?
Yeah.
Wow. What were we thinking back then? What were we thinking?
I don't want to say what happened, though.
I'm thinking he didn't make it.
He reached an altitude of whatever, but died on impact when the parachute failed.
I'm not laughing. I'm so sorry. Oh, no. But what are we thinking, sending these animals to space? And then the one that survives, the cat.
The cat.
And not only that, they kill it 2 months later.
Yeah, but she's the only one to actually survive the entire trip.
In an hour and 30 minutes, Jeff Bezos is shook. He can't handle that heat that Felicity has. Jeff Bezos can come on the show and defend himself, but
not Felicity.
Felicity can't. Felicity can't. And it makes me sad. It makes me so sad. So I had to get that off my chest. It's been burdening me for a couple of days, and I'm devastated by it because I have two cats of my own, and I couldn't imagine them going to space and surviving and coming back, and then the government kills them 2 months after. Could you imagine them doing it with your animal?
No. Well, the thing is, like, they wouldn't take your cats, though, because they wouldn't take, like, someone's pet, I wouldn't assume. Because they gotta, like, train it and
stuff. Well, here's the funny thing is that Felicity was a stray cat.
Yeah.
They just picked it off the street, which, you know what?
Impressive.
I know. Literally, I can't trust it enough, like, from rags to riches.
So can we?
And then death.
Can we get a homeless person in space next? I mean,
that's not fair. That's rude.
I mean, this random homeless cat did, so.
But this cat's a legend, okay?
Cats are better than humans.
Hot topic. Mm-hmm. But let's just say I'm in love with the cat. I might get it on a t-shirt and whatever. And speaking of, funny thing enough, there was this petition to leave Jeff Bezos in space when he left off. And it had like over 100,000 signatures to leave him in space whenever he went off.
Yeah.
But we don't want to leave Wally. I don't want to leave Jeff Bezos either, because I don't think anyone deserves that. But
yeah, plus, I mean, what happened to Amazon then? I mean, am I still going to get my 2-day free shipping? I mean,
I know. Imagine they had like space shipping. Yeah.
3-day shipping or 1-minute shipping to Mars.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos, you cannot go into space until we get free shipping from space.
Yeah, tell him that.
He's not CEO of Amazon anymore, though, so.
Oh, that's true.
Which is sad.
Never mind, Jeff. Mm.
But Wally Funk, if you want to come on the show and talk about Felicity with me, you are more than welcome. But that wasn't the only story that I heard. And
not the only love story either.
I was in love with Felicity, but this guy was in love with his fiance. Mm. Okay. And
that typically happens, I would say. Yes. I think people usually love the person they're
sadly, she did pass away. Mm. She did pass away. And this weird thing happened. People were saying it reminds them of an episode from the TV show Black Mirror, which you've heard of that, right?
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's an anthology series.
X-Files, right?
No, like, what is that show called?
X-Files, yes. I know
you know what you're saying. It's something, I'm going to figure out during the break. But it's an anthology series based around how the future of technology will take over our lives. Well, this guy in real life.
Twilight Zone. Sorry.
Thank you so much.
Twilight Zone, not X-Files.
Yeah. But this guy, after his fiance died, created a digital clone of her on the internet and has been chatting with her digitally since.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Is it unhealthy, in your opinion, Caleb?
Yeah, I would say so, yes.
Do you think that he should stop? So this was released in the San Francisco Chronicle. So he obviously had permission.
How long ago is this happening? Happening now?
Now. It was released now.
It was released 30 seconds ago.
She died 8 years ago. Hmm. And I don't know. He's a 33-year-old freelance writer.
Do you happen to know if he ever married this AI, or is it still just his fiance?
I don't know. The girl's name was Jessica. She died at the age of 23.
Man.
From a rare liver disease, which is tragic, which by the way, we're talking about this, all due respect to Joshua, Jessica, and everyone involved. I just thought it was super interesting
it is,
of a topic.
slightly unnerving. Mm-hmm. Would be a good word for it. Unnerving.
But the reason he made it, it was during her birthday month in September, and he made it in September, and basically, quote unquote, reconnected with her.
Well,
digitally, so but it's not know, really her.
Do you happen to know if she like gave him permission to do this?
She died.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
no,
like, is there?
No, he made it. No, no,
I would say that's weird. If she was like, yeah, sure, do it, that'd be okay. But if she never, like, okayed it, I mean, that's weird. Like, copying someone's personality to a hard drive is slightly unethical, I think. I don't know.
Well, and here's the thing. I don't know. I think it's super weird. I'll just see some psychologist report on this, because I'm not sure if it's a healthy way to cope with trauma.
Oh, I can. I'm not a psychologist, but I can pretty much say that no,
it's not.
I've always heard like people are like, oh, if my husband were to ever die, I'd want him to move on and be happy. I don't think this girl wanted a copy of her personality uploaded to a robot.
I don't know.
Maybe she does. I don't know. I don't know.
Tell us what you think. Sure. DM us. But
speaking of DMing,
DM
Caden.
DM me.
DM Caden your question, your answers.
Yes, for our secret confessions, which, do you know what? We're about to have that game with, again, Austin Higgs, our mentor, an amazing human being, after this break. So stay tuned for this break for more It's Kinda Late.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late. Guess what, y'all? We have a fantastic human being. We have basically a mentor in high school. And a living legend, if I do say so myself. A legend in my life, legend in all people's lives, and from my hometown of Glenpool. We have Austin Higgs with us. Hello.
What's up?
Please stand up.
stand up.
Do I have to?
Stand up.
Stand up.
Right. Yeah, stand up.
All right.
He's literally a legend. He kind of was Caleb's boss, kind of.
Yeah.
Teacher slash boss, I guess you could say.
Yeah, all teachers are bosses.
You can sit down, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can sit
I
down.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
You can stand up, whatever you're comfortable with.
Stand up.
Please stand up.
But thank you for coming on the show, because I know you're a busy man, a very busy man. You had a big life event happen pretty recently. You want to see what that is?
I had a kiddo, my first. Mm. Yeah. Mm. He's a beautiful little boy named Cooper.
Cooper.
Yeah, and he's 6 weeks. He's approximately 6 weeks old.
Wow, that is crazy. 6 weeks already?
Yeah.
It felt like just yesterday.
He's going to be 18 mm-hmm. like in 2 weeks, I think. So.
18, I don't think that's 18 math in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I don't know. I recently turned 20. It doesn't even feel like the 20s.
Yeah.
That's how you, but
well, you've been
time,
alive for
time
20
flies.
Years.
It really does.
Time flies. But congratulations to you and your
you.
Wife. And thank you for honestly getting us here, because a lot of the media students here, but especially Caleb, was in your class doing audio, video, and all that stuff. And
yeah, I was actually the one in his class, so
yeah, I kind of indirectly learned.
You're doing too much in high school to come hang out with us.
True. But I'm kind of like an honorary. Can I say I'm an honorary?
Absolutely.
I'm an honorary student of Higgs.
Yeah, I had your circle. I just didn't have you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now we can complete the circle right here, right now.
Absolutely.
Wow.
The circle has been completed.
Absolutely.
But I thought to get to know you better, that we would share some secrets, you know?
Can't wait.
Oh, sharing secrets.
Sharing secrets. So we could call the show sharing, the segment,
it's
sharing
like
secrets.
Truth or dare, but there's no dare.
Mm-hmm.
Just truth.
So what this game is, we'll call it sharing secrets. We have three confessions each.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go in a circle and reveal one secret. It can be a true secret or a false secret. After they say their confession, the other two have time to interrogate the other one about their confession to weed out if it's real or fake.
They have exactly 1 minute.
1 minute.
To be,
we have cool music, too, which you ain't even ready for.
They have one music to be interrogated. And after that music, the other two decide if it's mm-hmm. truth or rubbish.
Yeah.
I guess.
True, yeah. We don't do false or true here.
Let's
or true.
See if this is true. Rubbish.
We do true or rubbish here. That's from a Vine. Have you ever heard that Vine?
No.
It's not a Vine.
So
it's a
good.
TikTok, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's after my
speaking,
time.
Well, speaking of memes, we're going to get to that later in the episode.
Great.
Memes and media. So, but anyways, back to the game. Who wants to go first?
I think Caden should go first.
Okay, so you want to pick number 1 through 3. Which one?
Let's go 3.
3.
Yeah.
There okay. You want to play the music?
Am I the only one that has written anything down?
Well, I have mine on my thing.
I'm classic paper and okay. pen.
Yeah, mine's on my phone.
Classic confessions.
You read yours first, and then immediately after, I'll start the music.
Okay. And
you'll
be interested. And just ask questions, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I tore my mom's wedding dress nearly in half after trying to fit it on.
Was this recently?
No, it was about like what I would say, like 4 years ago. Uh-huh. 4 years ago, I used to do YouTube videos, and I thought I would try on the wedding dress. And my mom doesn't really care about the wedding dress anymore. I don't want to say she's divorced on air, but I just said it.
Sure.
Yeah. And she doesn't fit it anymore, so I thought I would try it on, and I did tear it.
So was this on video? Did you have a video of it?
It was on video. My mom made me delete the video, because I was going to share it, because it was really funny, but mom made me delete
the
video.
That's a little suspicious.
Was it like a sleek-fitting dress, or was it kind of like poofy?
It was, okay, so this part was sleek. It felt like a corset on the waist, which, POV, you can't see me, but I have a big old stomach.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The bottom part was poofy.
Okay.
It looked kind of like, and also had weird poofy shoulders too.
There's 10 seconds left.
But.
How many,
And it was locked away. It was
how
locked
much
away,
was the dress? Do you know how much it cost?
How much it cost?
I don't know.
Did I live back then? I don't know.
Your time
I don't
is
know how
up,
much it was. Man. Okay.
I'm voting it's fake.
I'm not going to say it's false as well.
Okay. So, Caden, please reveal if it is true or rubbish.
It's rubbish. Y'all got me.
Yeah.
Y'all got me.
We're too good at this.
I wish it was true, but it wasn't. I need to ask my mom. Maybe I should put it on the show.
You should.
See if it fits. I don't know.
You had your mom on the show once.
I did.
Yeah.
Mother's Day special.
Mm-hmm.
Great show.
It was fun. It was a fun episode.
Great show.
Look at you doing promo for me.
Yeah.
I don't have to try anymore.
Yeah. Those Spotify numbers are just me just repeatedly listening to your stuff.
See, well, he's not only on the show, he's a fan of the show.
That's right.
Which is what you could be. Random shout out, but you can be on the show too. If you email us kindalateshow@gmail.com, you can enter your chance to win, but it's a whole different story.
We only bring fans on here, so.
We only bring friends. We hate criticism.
Yeah.
Caleb, I feel like you should go next because you really hopped on my case that I was false. Okay.
Well, I was right, so I think I deserve.
I know you were right, but it makes me.
Do we get a point? Do we have a point?
Do you want to do a score?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do a score.
I'm paper here.
I like to win.
Okay, so you and Caleb both get 1 point.
Cool.
Okay,
we'll do that. Okay,
so
Caleb.
It's my turn now.
Okay.
I once ate a whole bag of M&Ms that I stole from my sister, who was 4 at the time.
Okay, your 4-year-old sister.
Yeah.
It just had a bag of M&Ms.
Well, it was for Halloween.
Oh,
last year.
How
big was the bag?
Yeah, they're giving out full bags of M&Ms on Halloween.
It was just like a little one of those like share size ones, like the little, not the mini ones, but like the regular size.
Okay. Okay, so you stole a small little bag.
This is becoming a lot more believable.
I know.
It was okay.
And it's just regular M&Ms, no peanut.
It was peanut butter.
What?
Ooh. But hold on, pause. Controversy.
Yeah?
Do they sell the peanut M&Ms, the mini versions?
No. It wasn't the mini version of the M&M. It was like the mini packs of them. Like
right.
The regular size.
Oh, so like the regular size. But
yes. But
I don't know. I've been to your neighborhood. They don't seem like they give out.
Yeah. We know Bloomfield pretty well. I don't know.
I don't know if we're handing out full
my
size.
My house has given out peanut M&Ms
okay.
before. My time is up.
Oh, I mentioned one last thing.
Yeah.
Peanut M&Ms to a 4-year-old?
Yeah.
It's just, okay.
What if she was allergic?
When do you give
Halloween,
I need to learn.
Give them to everybody.
Because I have a baby. When do you give kids candy?
Whenever they walk up to your door and say, knock, knock, trick or treat.
Especially peanut M&Ms.
Just saying, how old do they have to be to have candy?
Okay.
Things I'll learn,
I guess. I think you tripped up there. I think you tripped up saying it's peanut. I don't think, if it's true, like hopefully your 4-year-old sister is not have a peanut allergy.
I'm going to say it's false as well.
Yeah, so false. Both of you say false.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
false.
Yes.
I have 2 points.
I'm sorry.
I'm winning.
You think the peanut thing slipped you up?
I don't know. I mean, I have gotten, you just go to a house and you say trick or treat and they give you candy. They don't always like check the ages of the children.
Hmm.
Mine's?
I don't know. They don't have to check their age. They're really small minions.
I know, but I mean like you just give them handfuls. You don't like pick out ones that you want.
But they're the big ones. You just said the big ones. I don't know. Interesting.
Okay.
Higgs is all talk here.
Mine's going to be way wilder than y'all's.
Okay. I think we should choose number 2 on yours.
Okay. Yeah, that was the one I was going to read anyway. So.
Okay. First is the worst, second is the best.
Yeah.
What is the third?
Something? Treasure chest.
Yeah, or I thought it was a hairy chest.
It could be either or.
Okay.
It could be either or.
All right, so here's mine. I was in an episode of Barney when I was a child. It was my actorial debut. Actorial?
Actor debut or something.
Yeah, it was my debut as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
A child actor.
Okay.
One episode of Barney. Go.
What year was it?
So it was the early 90s. It was... Okay. I was in Clovis, New Mexico, on an Air Force base, and my mom's friend, her child was going to be in a Barney Live in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay, hold on, boss.
So were you what, like, there's a lot on of the TV show?
What were you doing on an Air Force base?
So my dad's in the Air Force.
Okay, wait, which...
So was this like a...
Troops, spread to troops.
Was it an aired TV show, or is it just like a live...
It was
like,
aired, but it was a live version of the show.
Okay. But why was
and I'll tell you what I was doing. I was holding a stop sign. So they were going over go, green, go, yellow, slow, and red, stop. And I was a kid with a stop sign.
Some people really need to learn what this means.
Here's why I think it could be false. I think it's a good story.
Yeah.
If it's true, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you would have said that in class. It seemed like that guy that you would tell people if you were in Barney Live.
Yeah, he would have told his students.
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh,
but there were so many details there.
I feel... Okay, here's the thing. He maybe could have came with a story.
I was going to say, it seems like he had so many details that he, like, planned out.
Like, this
out
wasn't
too
no
much.
Peanut M&M slip-up in there.
No. Mm-mm.
There was no Peanut M&M slip-up.
This is foolproof because it happened. It was in Santa Fe,
yeah,
New Mexico.
Sure it did.
It was
sure.
Barney Life, and my mom's friend's kid was on the show already, and they're like, hey, we need extras.
What was your Barney mom's Life. Friend's
kid? And they shot it in New Mexico.
In Santa Fe, New Mexico, is a live version of Barney. I think they did like a tour or whatever.
What was your friend's name?
I don't know. I was five.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. As a little
you're weird. I think you would know.
It wasn't my friend.
It was
Barney, my
mom's it was
friend's
Barney Live.
Kid. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll
really
say
hard.
True. I'll say true for the heck of it.
Okay.
I'm going to say false just to go against Caden.
Well, that's normal.
The answer is...
False.
Yeah.
There's too many details.
I know. Well,
too
dude,
many.
On the drive up, I mean, or up, down, up,
whatever.
The drive
well,
on
here.
The drive here, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to, like, fill this story.
Is there any truth to that at
no,
all?
No, zero. So I did live in Clovis, New Mexico on Air Force Base, and that was about the only truth of that statement.
See, I've never heard of Barney Live, so that's why I also...
Surely
there
is
have
Barney
a
Barney
Live. Surely.
Let's look it up.
Okay, you're trying to pull up a... You've said peanut M&Ms. Your mistake was way worse.
It says Barney Live in New York City. That's it.
Okay.
Well,
and it's a movie.
New York City, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Same thing. Okay. Okay. Do you want to say mine? No, I have another one.
Go ahead.
My voice just cracked out so bad.
Ready.
Okay. Which one? Number one or number two?
What did we do last time? Three?
Yeah.
Let's get number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Okay. One time, I fully convinced my brother that everybody around him were robots destined to destroy the Earth.
How old were you?
How old was I? I was in middle school.
How old was he?
He was 4 years younger than me, so he was still in elementary. I think it was freshman year. What do you call it? Sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
He was, what, second?
Mm-hmm. How long did you keep the act up?
A whole day. A whole day. And you should have seen his face on the dinner table. I convinced him I was a robot too, but I had a malfunction.
Uh-huh.
Where I had a kind heart.
So you're like a glitch in the Matrix type thing.
Yes.
What about your folks, your parents?
They did not know I was doing it. It was just me.
Well, were they robots?
My friends
as well?
Were in on it. Yes. Yes.
Were they pretending to be robots?
No. They just acted normal, and I was like, because I didn't tell him it was going to happen then. I just told him that we are all robots.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
he was literally scared for his life. Mm-hmm. He was not talking to anybody. He was looking around. He was looking at me like, I know the game plan.
I may just send him an Instagram message real quick and see.
I mean, yeah, you do know your brother.
Okay, that is the end of time for interrogation.
I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say
this
true.
Happened. Yeah.
It's. I think as a kid that young, you can pretty much convince him of anything.
It's something that can happen for sure.
Yeah.
So you guess it's true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is true.
Let's go.
I did do that.
So who's leading in points right now?
I have three.
Higgs.
I have all three.
Higgs has three, which can... Wow.
I have
that
three.
True teller.
Yeah, Caleb, you have three.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, I do.
You got... Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you got Caden twice and me once.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Because we disagreed on his, and I got it correct.
Yep. That's right. I had to mark you for that. I only have one point.
Oh, thanks.
Yep.
I'm glad I'm keeping track here.
Well, the guess, if there's a tie, the guess always wins. You know, that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay, Caleb, talking a little smack. Would go ahead. Your turn.
Number two or number
one.
Three?
Number one.
Number three or number two?
Oh.
I don't have one anymore.
Number two.
Number two?
Yeah, two.
Okay.
Going in order.
This one's not that juicy, but whatever.
Neither was the peanut one.
It says, I used to make edits on Instagram of photos that I would steal from others and then claim them as my own.
Oof. That is...
Definitely real.
Yeah. That
no.
That is what it is.
Said it, yeah.
Okay, that, wow.
Do we need the minute?
Oh my goodness.
I can end early if you guys are very confident.
This is.
If you say false, you're a dirty liar.
I know you have. This is such a thing. I know you had access to Adobe stuff. I know.
It was what it was sports edits with the NBA players and him playing with them or something like that, or fire edits with him at basketball.
I did sports and like ones of myself, but the sports ones I started.
What'd you steal?
The sports edits.
The sport. So you would take someone's edit and. Edit it more?
No, just like screenshot it.
Oh.
And insert yourself in there.
I posted it to myself. Like, man, look how good an editor I am. I had a separate account for it.
I'm going to say true. I mean.
Separate account for it.
Yeah.
This is.
That may be.
I had like a sports editor account.
You don't have to reveal that. That's more embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I do think. What was the account called?
I don't remember.
Oh, whatever. We should reveal that.
It was a while ago.
Okay.
I'm still going to say true.
I'm going to say true too.
Yeah, it was true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obvious.
I'm sorry. I struggled on these. So yeah. I'm sorry.
How old are you?
I'm such a good kid. I have no.
Didn't we not answer that?
He did it yesterday.
Middle school. Yeah.
He did it yesterday.
Such a middle school thing to do.
It is really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Middle school kid was a whole different guy. That's a whole different episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Higgsy.
Middle
you ready?
School self.
Yep. One or three?
Let's do three.
Okay. Three.
Let's do three.
So, when I was in high school, I was in a band called the Dead Rabbits.
Okay. What did you play? What did you play?
Okay. I did not play an instrument. It was a heavy metal band.
And you did it play an instrument?
You guys should have seen me in high school. I was all blacked out and everything. But I was the clean vocal. We had our guitar guy screamed.
So your voice was your instrument.
I was the clean vocals.
And a heavy metal band.
Yes.
Can you please demonstrate right now?
No, I will not.
You went to OU, correct?
No, OSU. Yikes, God.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
OSU.
So there's.
I went from like goth punk kid to frat guy
in college
in like a 6 month span.
I can see that, yes.
Yeah, it happened. Yes. I'll show you my senior pictures.
What were some song titles you all released?
We did covers.
Covers of what songs?
So I think that might have blown it right there.
It didn't. So we did Lamb of God, Killswitch Engage,
Time Is Up. Okay, that was a great last question.
Can I say that?
Kind of swayed my vote.
Even if it's true or false, good for you for making this work.
Yeah.
I really went for it. I do think it is false.
I say one, you know it is true in 10 seconds. So his are clearly better than mine.
Mm-hmm. False. I'm sorry, Higgs.
Caleb, what do you think?
I think I'm going to have to split on this one again and say true.
Wow. It's false.
Dang.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I kind of knew it was false.
I'm Tyler Caleb now.
Get with a group of like all my baseball buds, and we'd go like hide out in a basement and like bang around on instruments and drums and stuff. But we were never a band.
And I was thinking heavy metal, and there's a singer, and there's a
big into like heavy
in the
metal
background
stuff.
Yeah,
back then.
Okay, well,
but I retired.
But do you want? Maybe you should make it now.
I don't think so. I don't know if I can even listen to that.
We'll host
music
you live here on RSU Radio. In the studio, you can perform.
I would love to have a hour set, though.
Okay. I mean, we can talk about that. We can talk about that.
Off camera.
It would be cut called Sad Dad Radio.
Can I be featured on it? I'm Dad Bod Honorary.
Can't wait.
Okay.
All right. You just have one. We have one more left.
Okay. I have one more. This one's pretty juicy.
Okay.
My elementary art teacher hit me with her car in my neighborhood.
What was her name?
I'm not going to say her name on air, but it rhymes with Styles.
Mm-hmm. I don't know many of the elementary school teachers.
Me neither. I didn't go to
She doesn't go there anymore. She retired.
Okay.
Well, I hope she gets fired if she
What kind of car did she have?
Oh, I don't remember. I was a little kid.
Car, a truck?
So can I explain what happened?
What color was it?
I was riding a bike, and near my house there was this hill. It was like a navy blue, but like a kind of a gray mix. I'm not like I got cars. I was going down a hill, riding a bike, and my brakes broke. So I'm speeding down a hill, and there's a stop right here, and the car came zooming by.
He's not having it.
No. Okay, listen.
Did you get any injuries?
No, it hit the bike.
I don't care about the story anymore.
It hit the bike, but she did hit me, and I go flying into the tree. I go flying into a tree in someone's backyard.
Did the bike break?
The bike did break.
What
yes.
broke?
The tire, because she hit the tire.
Did your body break?
The bone. My body, I flew a little bit into somebody's tree in their front yard, because there was not an intersection.
That is time.
This is so false. This is so false.
You think so?
Yeah. If this is true, I will walk out right now.
I'm going to say true.
It is true.
What?
See ya. He's walking out. See ya. It is true. That definitely did happen.
Bye. I pretended to walk out, but I'm
so again, I was driving down a hill, and then my brakes broke, and she was in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. So she was coming back to her house, and it hit the tire part, and I flew and hit the tree, and she got out of her car. And imagine, like, not only did I get technically hit by a car, but it was my art teacher.
Yeah.
Man.
And she's friends with my mom. And so she was basically like, be careful next time. She didn't even help me
so
out.
It was your
like, she didn't even help me out. Because again, technically I was just zooming.
Well, yeah.
But my brakes broke. And I had flip-flops on, which was a stupid idea. So I couldn't stop myself. Yeah. But
should have worn your helmet.
I was fine. I had some scrapes and bruises from like, but I did like kind of land next to a tree in someone's front yard.
You got into college and you're doing good things. It sounds like your brain is intact.
Yeah, it's
for
there.
For the most part.
Yeah.
His personality is a little messed up.
It's a little wonky, but that did happen. So, one point for Caleb. So now Caleb and Higgs are tied
with four, right?
With four, and I'm at three. So,
okay. Don't. Oh, yeah, right. You might get there.
All right. So my story is, in elementary school, I got mad at a kid and dumped Fanta on his head, causing him to slip and break his arm.
Come on.
Dumped Fanta on his head. He slipped.
Like a can of Fanta.
Why Fanta?
Because it's what we had the elementary school. I don't know.
You had pause. School systems have healthy drinks like water and milk.
Well,
and
this was
maybe a sparkling juice.
No, it was like one of those. It was one of those pizza parties where they brought drinks and stuff. Yeah.
You keep on changing your story.
I never said it was from lunchtime. I said it was.
Why did you get the pizza party?
Why did I get the pizza party? Because you never read books and get enough points.
Was it
points.
So it was a school pizza party or a class pizza party?
So it was like pause.
Class.
So it landed on his head.
Yeah.
And it went around his head to the ground.
Yeah.
And then he slipped on, I'm assuming, carpet. Cause
no,
it's
it was
carpet classrooms.
No, it was in the cafeteria room. So it was like linoleum floor.
Did you get detention?
No.
What?
Kind of principal?
Maybe no.
He should have been expelled.
Sure.
Why'd you do it?
Why'd I do it? Because I got annoyed at him. He crossed my path.
Sorry.
He crossed your
path. That is not a good reason. You didn't even say why you were annoyed at him. I just asked why, and you go, because I was annoyed. What? Obviously.
You want me to know why I was annoyed?
Why?
What, the interrogation's
over. Oh, okay.
But I'll just tell you. It's because he had more points than I did. Like two more points than I did.
Caleb.
And I was a competitive kid.
This
so
is
false.
Okay. This is.
If you say it's true, I'm calling your mom. That is such a.
He broke his arm?
Yeah, because he slipped and then like fell backwards.
He broke his arm.
Yeah.
Fully.
Yeah.
That just seems tough.
Came to school in a sling the next
and
day.
And he poured it on his head. Like, he didn't pour it on the ground and then sabotage him. It was on the head. So, on the head, false. I'm sorry.
That's rude. Okay.
I want to say true. I'm going to say true.
Okay. The answer is true.
Yeah!
I was just joking.
I'm just kidding. It was false.
Oh, no.
Say that louder.
Wow. Can I say that he, even though I knew it was false, he wanted to help you out there.
It sounded just way more... It just sounded a little bit believable.
Here's what I'll tell
you. It was the pizza party that got me.
Here's what I'll say. It can be believable because I kind of combined like three different stories into one. So
okay. I thought you would choose Fanta for a reason. I didn't think they were just randomly thinking of Fanta.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, Higgs. Last one.
So does this mean that we're all tied now?
We're all tied. Whoa.
I don't get a chance to get a point. That's okay. That's all right.
But me and Kelly can both get it wrong. If we all tie, true. Then oh, if we win, all yeah. if we all tie,
so you gotta really convince. I gotta stump you guys. You gotta really convince.
If we all tie, then you win because yeah. Guess wins.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna do the thing where I'm like being sketchy on the detail. I'm gonna act like it's a true all right. thing.
Okay. All right.
I'm if ready. It act may, like maybe it is. I don't
okay,
know.
That was a little kay. Suspicious.
We'll see.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. I was once in a scooter crash. Hmm. I hit my head so hard that I forgot who I was. I had that bad of a concussion.
Hmm. Where what? Was this at?
So, I was probably in late elementary, like early middle school. I had an electric scooter.
Hmm.
And in my neighborhood, there was a pond, and it had like a ramp thing. Hmm. It wasn't for did ramping. It was for it water now. Flow. But it was in the sidewalk, and I just ramped that
so,
sucker.
So, you didn't know who you were. How do you know your way home?
So, here's the deal. So, okay. I went off this ramp. Blacked out. I woke up. There was like six people around me. They're like, "What's your name? Where you live?" I did not know anything. I didn't know. So luckily, my mom was in real estate at the time, and one of the people I was in my neighborhood. One of the people said, "I know his mom. She's like a real estate agent in the neighborhood."
How long did you lose your memory?
I mean, probably. While they were talking to me, so like 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
Until she was like, "Oh, I know his mom," and then I probably cried.
And then you're like magically knew. And then you're like, again, "Mama."
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, this is.
And now, but guys, I did not know my name. My 50, name. 50,
yeah. That. And I think 5 minutes is pretty believable. Yeah. 5 minutes, and it could be part of like shock. Like you're so shook.
I don't know. Yeah, so it probably shook. Was. It probably was for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, especially when you
if
wake up.
If you're lying right now, I'm so
if you wake up
frustrated.
Out of a blackout and there's like six adults around you and you're just like a kid. Yeah, that's
I'm
enough.
I'm just a kid. Yeah, it's a little spooky. And life is a nightmare. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's tough. Mm-hmm. You're a good liar. Because you know why, though, you're a good liar?
Why?
Because you have this whole story drawn out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a what do you good think, kid? Car ride.
What do you think? You seem pretty convinced by it. The 5 minutes thing. It's pretty convincing to me.
I think it's true.
Okay.
I think you're lying to me.
Come on, Nick.
I think it's false.
All right, here we go. Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
True.
Yes! Yes!
Man.
That is scary.
Oh, my God. It was crazy.
Have you recovered since?
Oh, well, yes.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're crazy, deep down.
No. I recovered. But it was wild because I... did not like I was in the neighborhood, but I didn't know how to get home. Luckily, that lady was there.
Hmm. Conspiracy theory: what if they tranquilized you and convinced you were somebody else?
Whoa!
You have a whole path life you didn't even know about.
It turned out pretty good, though.
That'd be a good movie. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well, that was fun. Yeah. Caleb's. I make Instagram edits and post them as if they were my own.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Such a
Caleb I'm not
thing.
Creative. I'm
they
sorry.
Were funny though. They were funny.
I'm not creative. Yeah.
I feel kind of hurt because I got hit by a car and no one even said it was real.
It sounded a little.
I said it was true.
That's true. Yeah.
You just keep on forgetting my score.
I had a come to.
Wait, did you give me a point for that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yeah, I did.
Making sure.
I still lost, though. We both lost.
Yeah. Apparently Caden won.
You know what? Honorary tie for the guests because he had the good best story point
there
for Higgs. So now me and Higgs are tied.
And I win because I'm the guest.
Yes.
Okay,
there you go.
So means that I lost then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have another game coming up with probably Hicks's favorite person in the whole world besides his wife and his child.
Absolutely.
We have Elizabeth Lyles, who definitely is his protege or language. Does that work?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So after the break, tune in to see a game that you have to tune in to find out what it is. So after this break, see you then.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Welcome back to It's Kinda Late.
Oh no.
You're sitting on Friday. Like every week you are. Friday at 7 PM. Where else is there to be? Except for here. We have with us again Mr. Higgs.
What
and
up?
Now with us we have my bestie and a Higgs ally. We have Elizabeth Wiles.
Hello.
Please stand up.
Please stand up. I'll tell you, somebody that listens to the show
She's
every
not
single
standing
week.
Up. Come on.
She doesn't have to. She's already a legend. Fan. She's already standing above you anyways. Okay. anyways, I hinted at a game, and they don't even know what we're playing. And Caleb's playing, too.
Okay.
Everyone's playing. So I'm kind of like the diabolical mastermind behind all this. Ooh. Basically, I have videos that I found on YouTube, okay? And everyone knows memes and a little bit of algorithm and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have videos. We're going to play a game of higher or lower. Get a guess who, which video has more views than the other.
Okay.
Okay. So these are some funny meme videos. Get a guess. And I have the exact numbers and everything pulled up. I feel so fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, I feel like y'all should work together. Okay. Crosstalk logic. That. Okay.
We'll
you ready?
Okay.
Let's play video number one, Caleb.
Till it's cool, just cool, into the mouth. Nice.
That's the whole video. That's the whole video.
That's a classic.
So, I've seen it.
So that's video number one. That is Michael Rawson's Nice. Okay. Nice. Very classic video. Then we have video number two.
These nuts. Got it.
If you don't know that one, but I think.
I know that one. I didn't know the first one. But.
So one of them has more views than the other.
They're both pretty short. I feel like people can just cycle through it a whole bunch of times.
Mm-hmm. True. That is very true.
Also, I feel like people are going to send the second one, like, hey, like, check this out real quick.
Right.
And then that.
Kind of like a Rick Rolling type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the second one. I thought the first one at first because he has an accent. I don't know if it's like Australian or what, but I was like, this one might be more like universal.
Okay.
But the second one is so iconic.
I would say the second one's probably one of the most famous memes ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ever.
Okay, what are y'all thinking?
So I'm going to say two.
I'm going to say two.
I'm going to say two.
Okay.
Two
correct, correct.
All right.
Nice.
Nice has 24 million views. Got Him has 36 million views.
Mm.
Posted by Michael Rosen. Nice was uploaded by Kieran with 24 million views, and Got Him was uploaded by Welvin de Great. That I would give credit to the uploaders. Welvin the Great.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Now we're going to go from Got Him to another video. So it's either Got Him or this video.
Okay.
Video three. So as you could tell, that was a mashup of Uptown Funk and Evanescence, Bring Me Back to Life.
Yeah.
One of those has one more views than the other. Can you guess which one?
I think the Got Him still has more, but that one's funnier to me for sure.
I would listen to that whole song, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I may on the way back home.
Oh, trust me. I have the mashup.
Right after the show ends, go play that right now.
Compilation
hour. Imagine you get in a car wreck, not you, but like in general, imagine you get in a car wreck and you're listening to that song and then you're just like,
you're just hanging upside down.
Hopefully no one's driving in the car right now.
We've talked about
cursed them.
Dead space
I know.
Animals.
Oh, yeah. It's really a sad episode kind of a little bit. So the guess is Got Him's higher?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The Uptown Funk with Evanescence is uploaded by Kimball and BL, and it has 855,000. So it doesn't have a million, but I thought I would shout the video out. It's a great video.
That is good.
Next video, number four.
Correct.
Name a yellow fruit. Orange.
That occurred on Family Feud. And again, if you want to play it again for me, it's a short video.
Name a yellow fruit.
Orange.
I don't know why it cut off, but it's an orange at the
end. Yes. Name a yellow fruit. Orange.
So it's either this one or the song?
Yes. Either Uptown Funk, Evanescence, or Name a Yellow Fruit.
I see.
Here's my logic here. The last one only had like 100,000 views. I think the orange one probably is more than a million.
And again, it's so short that people could just...
It's shareable.
Wait, mm-hmm. How many did the song have?
855,000.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a lot.
Not in terms of all
I mean,
that's
a lot for what it is,
well,
in my opinion, no matter what. Okay, so we're thinking...
Thinking four.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Correct. It is lower. That was Name a Yellow Fruit uploaded by Dark Magician 5009. Don't know whether you made the name, with 14 million views.
Ooh. Wow. 14.
So that's your new standard, 14 million. So what's higher, 14 million or this next video?
Can I ask you kind of a weird question?
You could stop at five or six stores, or just one.
I am the queen of the universe. The waves part, and they engulf me, and the water is warm.
I can see the Statue of Liberty from here.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
That part's not part of the video.
YouTube is so, weird.
This video is titled, You Could Stop at 5 or 6 Stores or Just One. And you probably remember this clip, Honey, You Got a Big Storm Coming. And it has a snap after, and they make poses after, but I don't want to, you can't hear the pose.
I've never heard of that video.
Okay.
I feel like what you just said that makes, that sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that video before. I have seen that one.
But every single person roughly says you can stop at 5 or 6 stores or just one.
I've never heard of it.
I think it's the Family Feud one. Yeah. Still.
Yep. Think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Wow.
You can stop at 5 or 6 stores or just one was uploaded by Josh. Just Josh. 23 million views.
Josh.
It's a longer video than just that.
23 million.
Okay, and here's the next one, an iconic one. So 23 million or this video?
Video 6, correct?
Video 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is a great game.
It's video 6, yes.
I still love you.
Oh. No. This poor man. I can see his face. I can't see the video, but I can see
that's
his face.
A classic. That's classic.
That's gotta be more. That's gotta be more.
That is more.
Yes. I still love you.
That aired as an episode of Intervention on TLC, but it's uploaded as Best Cry Ever by Denike567, which has 86 million views.
For sure. Wow.
Sheesh. So, yeah. Now that's your standard. So, next up we have
Video 7.
Video 7, yes.
You know the rules, and so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this far.
That video is called Never Gonna Hit Those Notes.
Okay. Can I say, me and Caden were on FaceTime like 3 nights ago, or however long ago, and he showed me that video at like 1 in the morning. I could not stop laughing.
It's longer than
that's
that.
That's a really good video.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm not sure the views, so I'm not cheating. She doesn't know how many views are on there.
Right.
But she has heard Never Gonna Hit Those Notes in its entirety. But is it higher than 86 million views? That's
no
the question.
Way.
No.
There's no way.
It's not. It should be, I think.
Correct. Well, it's lower. It's lower. With 29.8 million.
Okay.
So still got an abundant.
That's still good.
Yeah, it's pretty sure.
Now, this one's probably the hardest one. Okay. Next one's another classic song. So go ahead, Caleb.
Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado. Peel the avocado.
Elizabeth dancing.
Guacamole.
That was Dr. Jean's banana song, aka the guacamole song.
That's a banger. Straight
so
banger.
We have Never Gonna Hit Those Notes with 29.8 million or Dr. Jean's banana song.
I think it's the guacamole one.
Yeah, guacamole song.
Okay.
That was a big deal.
Anything Elizabeth says, yes.
Okay. Well, Elizabeth's correct, so everybody trusted
her.
Let's
go.
That song has 37.9 million.
Man.
I'll be an old person and call it hits. uploaded by Dr. Jean herself. She's an icon.
Okay. Original video.
We have 2 more videos, y'all. You ready? So we have Dr. Jean's banana song.
How many views?
With 37.9 million. Okay. Or this video.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great.
Pretty good. Pretty classic.
I think it's been around longer.
Yeah.
So
it might be like top 3 YouTube video for me. Personally.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I still think it's the guacamole one.
Okay. So we have one vote for guacamole.
I'm going to say the second one, the turtles video.
Oh, Elizabeth, what are you doing?
I don't think I've heard that turtle one before.
What?
Oh, that's
so
crazy.
Maybe I'm just. Never went to I missed out video. On something.
I'm dying.
It's one of the biggest memes. It's one of the biggest memes.
Really?
Yes. Really?
Really?
Okay. I'm tiebreaker.
Reveal the. Yeah.
I like turtles. Turtles has more views. Zombie Kid Likes Turtles, uploaded by Captain Jax, which premiered on a live news segment, has 68.7 million views.
Wow. So double the amount.
Okay, the last one, y'all. Last one. 68.7 million views, or this one.
Whoa. Hurricane Katrina. More like Hurricane Tortilla.
So as you can see, that was more like Hurricane Tortilla, which is the vine. Uh-huh. But it was uploaded on YouTube after the fact.
This is very difficult.
So we have 68.7 million views, or more like Hurricane Tortilla.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes.
So before this one, what is the highest viewed video so far on the list?
It is indeed Zombie Kid Likes Turtles.
Okay.
Okay, can I say, I think the turtle one is going to have more because that Hurricane Tortilla one originated on Vine, mm-hmm. and I think that's where it got most of its views.
Big brain.
Where the turtle one originated on YouTube, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where it got all of its views.
And most people know about the last video because of like Twitter or Instagram. Right. Not necessarily YouTube. I agree with Elizabeth.
So you're going with Zombie Kid more than
yep.
Hurricane Katrina, more like Hurricane Tortilla.
Yep.
Incorrect. Listen to this. More like Hurricane Tortilla Vine, the video has more than double Zombie Kid.
That's not even funny. Wow.
By Jack what? Crispy with 177 million views.
Could you imagine?
I'm sure about that, John Cena. 177 million views.
Wow.
More like Hurricane Tortilla, if I do say so myself.
Get out of here.
Can you believe that?
I think it's rigged.
I think it is rigged.
It's not rigged. Unfortunately, it is.
I like
doodles. I've like heard. I'm surprised I never heard of that, Elizabeth.
I don't think I've seen it anywhere. Maybe I've just seen too many memes and they've cycled through my brain.
It kind of is an oldie.
What about the apparently kid? What
about that love one? That one.
That one's that one's I almost put that one, but I also put the one that's like.
Views that
have you ever wondered, wished that a
that
kid?
You can do anything.
if you know what we're talking about, God bless you. You're probably a mentally stable, level-headed person.
Whoa.
And apparently,
just a millennial.
The apparently kid only has 14 million views. That's a.
It's kind of long though.
Mm-hmm.
But look up, fact check me on
like,
it.
I've never made it. Through
More
the whole
like
video.
Hurricane Tortilla Vine. Is it? That's what it's called. By Jack Crispy has 177 million views. I think that's absolutely crazy.
It is
crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
What's crazy,
crazy
is the guy that uploaded that video is not the original. Creator of it, so he got 177 million views on a
get
video
that ad revenue
he didn't even make.
I don't
apparently.
Know apparently so. Well, guess what, guys, unfortunately
what
that wraps up this episode. I know I want to stay here forever too.
Best episode ever.
But don't worry we got you in good hands with Maria, the legendary Maria, the lovely Maria, with her jazz show The Lounge, for you to unwind and kick back after hopefully laughing your butt off this episode, because I know I had a good time. And again, we have a new outro done by Caleb. Shout out to Caleb, my producer,
and
always
Caden,
a legend.
And Caden too. Collaboration.
A collaboration. That's the best. That's the best way to get it done.
Most importantly, shout out to Elizabeth.
Shout out to Elizabeth. Hey, and shout out to Elizabeth's dad. It's her. It's his birthday today.
Yo.
Yeah.
Mr. Lyles.
And one quick shout out for Caden's birthday. It was on Tuesday. I know they talked about it last week, but he just turned 20 and he is glowing.
Thank you. I feel saggy. Anyways, see you next week. Bye, guys.
That wraps up this episode of It's Kinda Late. You can listen to this episode as well as every other one made in a podcast form on your favorite platform or rsuradio.com/podcast. See you next week, Friday at 7 p.m.